Seduction. Sex. Lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash motherfucking Dibazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
So psyched. It's another podcast and live call of The Real Kings of Pickup. Arash motherfucking Zippar Dibazar. And after that, his friends, myself, Vince Kelvin. We just finished a weekend that was surreal in a mansion in Hollywood with a handful of guys that were fortunate enough to be there, others watching the live stream and soon the recording coming. And it was Arash, myself, Frank White, Kevin Gentry, as well as James Hyman. So the transformation was above and beyond, and we're topping it once again with another event right around the corner. We'll tell you more about it. In the meantime, we're ready to take some questions. Arash, I understand you're driving. You want to say a quick hello meanwhile? Well, I'm not hearing Arash, so I guess he's going to call back in a sec. We'll begin with questions. How can we best help you guys with any aspect of your pickup or other aspects of your life? Who would like to step up and present the first question tonight?
Hey, I have a question. My name's Matt.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Great. Hope you guys are doing great. My question is, let's say you're out and you meet a girl anywhere. What's a good opener or what's a good way to ask for a, you know, ask for a phone number? I mean, there's certain ways, but what's a good way to, like, just a cold approach pickup and ask for the phone number?
All right. Well, you know, your question is very interesting because it reflects a lot of holes, of missing parts. Pick up, we don't ask. Pick up, we don't ask.
Yes. Yeah. Okay,
test,
nice.
We tease, we entice, we invite, we suggest. Because the proper frame is to move as far as you can from that idea of to try to get the girl and hopefully she will like you. So you don't have to ask for permission. What you're doing is she capable? Is she cool enough? Does she have what it takes? Is she adventurous enough? So you gotta have that in the frame. The best openers, you put in the work and you're able to create them on the spot. Now, if you want some little training wheels, in terms of number closing, it's super easy in this day and age. Because smartphones, you can block someone. So, ahead of time, personally, I just say, you know what? You're cool, so that's a reason. You soften it up a little bit, saying, I mean, I don't know you, but it'd be fun to at least be in touch. And then you hand her your phone, and you got to do it in a very affirmed manner, because she will sense your hesitation. So the more affirmed you are, the more they comply. And then as you hand her the phone, you go, and you know what? In this day and age, you can block a person anytime. So no
silly excuses. Yeah, you know that place. That's
no silly excuses. Okay, drop the call just for that. Goodbye. Okay, Matt, you get that? Impossible to hear you, Matt. So, but anyway, I was telling Matt, it's obvious. First, he needs to really decide how important it is for him to learn game. And then learn the proper frames. Your frame is never to ask a girl. I mean, if you can get curious and ask her a genuine question out of curiosity, that's one thing. But for her to comply, you tease, you entice, and it's about testing her. Does she have what it takes? I just released a brand new YouTube clip. Guys, amazing news. I'm producing a new YouTube clip every Saturday, and it's all infield. In the clip, I explain that, so I suggest you watch. I explain number closing, and I also explain how to to have the proper mindset so they comply even more. I'm not sure if Arash, you're on the line. I'm not hearing you, brother.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you, yes. So, you heard my question?
I'm yelling. I caught the end of the question, so I came on after it. What's the question?
So his question basically reflected a lot of a lack of awareness, because he was asking what's a good opener and how can you ask her for a phone number. So that was his question.
Okay. So the person who asked the question. Let me tell you something. The night before in Los Angeles, I went to a strip club with four of our students, and one of the guys is a wealthy guy. He was dressed probably four times better than I was dressed, and his physique was ripped. He looked like he goes. I asked him. I said, "You work out every fucking day or what?" He's like, "No, I don't." That's how he looked. He looked like the fucking kind of guy that if you're a girl, you want to fuck the guy. And we were sitting there, and the stripper was next to him, and he turned to me and he said, "How do I close this?" And I said, "You're trying to fuck her right here?" And he said, No. I want to get her number." And I looked at him. I said, "Are you serious? Watch." And I turned around and I waved to one of the strippers, and she came over. And within about 2.5 minutes, I got her phone number. And I turned to him and I said, "Getting the phone number is not the goal. The goal is to make her your sex slave. So you need to learn what we teach. And it's not going to happen because you ask the question and I give you an opener and I say how to get a phone number. What you need to do is understand that this is a scientific field, because you can do the experiments and get the results all over the world. And it has artistic talent in it, in that 2-3 different people will apply the same scientific principle slightly differently, like music. Music is the same all around the world, but hand 2 people or 10 people a guitar, they will all make a different sound from it. So here's what's happening. You're not studying game properly. And your answer is simple. You get on the Aphrodite's Prince on seductiveinstinct.com and you sign up for it. After you do, then you come back in about a week or 2 weeks from now, and you see what that question sounds like. And everybody listening, you need to understand. You know, we left the strip club with 3 phone numbers in my pocket, and it was done as if it would be as easy as me saying, "Do you have a piece of gum? Good, can I have one? Good, thank you very much." Getting a phone number is not a goal. Getting a phone number is the easiest thing you could possibly do. I can do it right now as I'm driving. So get out of that shit. But I understand. If you've never, ever, ever read the alphabet, you might look at the word and, A-N-D, and say, "How do I read that?" You learn the fucking alphabet. So learn game. Let's move on.
Okay, next question.
Hey, this is Chris from Florida in Los Angeles. I got a question about, you know, you all probably have experienced something like this, and it got a little, like, intense. I don't know, I saw in her eyes lots of mind-blowing stuff happening as I'm teaching her something, but at some point it went a little maybe too far, made her stretch a little too far. So, you know, I see maybe I could have just closed earlier and then gone back to my thing, you know, excuse myself, touch base with her again. But assuming maybe sometimes it happens, how do I... What do I do there? Would I tone it back?
What happens? What happens?
Like, I just saw her, you know, kind of like I feel sometimes when I come to events, like, y'all stretch my mind a lot, like, with new linguistics, new frame, and, like, I'm there for that reason, so, like, I want to be stretched like that, but so
how
I'm
specifically?
Interacting with her.
So, her, you know who she is. We don't. So what's the context, Chris?
Not
the
long another...
story, or what were you? You were kissing her and she fainted, or?
No, that hasn't happened.
Okay, so what happened?
She was at the Airbnb where I stay, and it was just an interaction where I just drew her in a lot by talking about the linguistics. She had some problems, and I was talking about how to talk
problem.
About them, just in a natural way.
You have
way.
Problems with linguistics, because you sound very vague. She had problems with linguistics.
She had just
so
like, yeah,
to
problems
be able to
in her
help
life.
You, what exactly
yeah.
do you mean? What exactly do you mean? And I'm helping you already.
Okay.
I want you to know that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, to be able to really start to change things, imagine you delegate to somebody else. Imagine that right now you have an employee, and you toss at them like, yeah, she had it. You got to give directions that can be understood. So clear your mind for a second and restate your question, not based on you living it in your head, because I'm not in your head, but just what exactly happened without a story around it, but what exactly happened and what would you like to know?
What happened is the conversation got too serious. And
too serious? It's still too vague. And I'm saying that for you. I'm helping you right now.
So then maybe I got too serious then. I got too serious in being maybe too critical about what the being too rigid.
Number one, it became less
here's
playful. What I sense. I'm starting to sense it. Okay, number one, it's the same thing for everybody. You were outcome attached.
Okay.
When you're outcome attached and there's any little signs of it not going exactly in the direction that you want, of course, it's going to start to stir you the wrong way. So.
But we still don't know what happened, though. We still don't know what happened. So, Chris, you have to answer.
Yeah, my man, I'll
Let me tell you, if I was you, this is what I would say. I would say, I was sitting on the couch with her. We were talking, I started kissing her, and then she walks off and left the house. But then we know what happened. We still don't know what the fuck is happening yet. So tell us what happened, then tell us what's going on. That's what Vince is asking.
Yeah, I was sitting down at the table with her, and I was teaching her a little bit about meditation, and she got up and left. After I'd already closed, a number closed her, but yeah, that's what happened. She got up and left.
No words, she got up and she left.
What did, say it again?
So, zero words, she stood up, she turned around, she walked, and never turned back.
Yeah, basically. I mean, someone else came in the room, and she started talking with them or something. Someone was talking to me, and then she just left.
Okay, but that's different. That's different. Okay? So, she just had a sample of that, and right there, what you, keep it simple. Right there, you just call it. You go, whoa, whoa, whoa. After all that lovely meditation, there you are, just walking away like that. It's adorable. Okay? Or you go, wow, look at that. She found enlightenment. She's relocating to India.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you simple. Know what? I will pass it to Arash. For me, I would say it's simple. Okay? Whenever something of that nature happens, just call it right away. Just call it right away. Find out what happened, but not in a rigid manner. Just go, whoa, call it. Whatever happened to our meditation. And you do polarity where you voice it strong and you just relax. Side note, you know, it may be also that you transfer a little too much. I remember there was something we created years ago that was, some people took it from us and called it the warm builder. So that was a very deep hypnotic process. And I was doing it on this tripper that suddenly she goes, I gotta go. I was a little shocked. Well, what I did, I took her so far into her consciousness that she started to find more confidence and she was working at a new club where she was going to not go that day, and that made her decide to go. So next time we have a session or something, I see you in person, I'll help you to make sure that you do what we call fractionate. Take her a little bit into it and then have her ask for more. I pass it to her.
Yes. Awesome.
Okay, Chris, you remember at the strip club, if you think back, you were there. Imagine when I was talking to the girls, in your mind, remember that. Now, remember how I would suddenly cut what I was saying, turn around and talk to somebody else. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I never stayed engaged with the same girl for too long. I would talk, then turn my shoulder, talk to somebody else, then come back and re-engage and turn my shoulder. All constantly, right?
Right.
Okay, so I have two techniques. One is that. You saw that happening. So that I'm constantly cutting my communication, turning around, and talking to somebody else. So that when she does that, it's not a big deal, because that's what I'm doing. I do that first. Secondly, if I like her, and I want to keep talking to her, my technique is simple. I do something like this. Let's say I'm talking about meditation, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, pick this chick, right? Then I go like this. I say, look, I don't want to talk about this here, okay? And I don't even know what I'm talking about right now. So I'll tell you a little bit right now, but this is going to be quick, right? So then when she's about to get up and leave, I'm like, okay, cool, let's talk later. You know what I mean? So it's not like, okay, it comes down to this. The interaction is not more important to me than her. If I'm teaching her meditation, it's more important that she gets it than I teach it. And so if I'm about to do something that is important to me, even if I'm going to tell a story, And I'm like, dude, I really want people to know this story, right? Because it's going to make me feel so cool if they admire me if I say it. I'm going to start like this. I'm going to say, something fucking so fucking cool happened. And I don't want to go through the whole thing, but I just want to say like a piece of it, right? I'm not even telling you though. Okay, so here's what happened. And it's not a big deal, but it's kind of a big deal. See, I'm going back and forth, both sides, both poles. It's not a big deal. It's kind of a big deal. I don't really want to talk about it. I'll tell you a little bit about it. And so anytime... It's the law of rhythm. Anytime they go to sign up,
yes.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. But yeah, whatever, let's move on. You see what I mean? Because otherwise, I'm saying, this is important. Can I have your attention?
I don't know if it's me, but everything's kind of breaking up. But thank you. That was awesome.
I think we are ready for the next question, gentlemen.
Hey, Paul from San Francisco. I'll give you the specific first and then more background if you need it. Awkwardness around hugging or getting close, where one girl, it's like we step at the same time to block each other, or we both hug each other at the same time, such that, you know, it kind of cancels it out. So,
is it awkwardness? There, to me, it seems that if two people want to do something and they do it at the same time, I don't think it's awkwardness. I think it's humorous. Now, words, you got to watch out. English is my second language. So when you learn a second language, it's rare that you're going to learn every single word. Some words, even though you're getting better all the time, they still be omitted. One word that I had never learned for years was the word frustration. You know, never was I around people who used it or in context. I miss that word. Suddenly, I'm with this girl some time ago, and... left and right, frustration. I'm so frustrated today. I'm so frustrated. Strangely enough, I start to feel more frustrated than ever before because now I have a word to describe something that may be something else. So for you, any guy who is concerned that women will feel awkward and you feel awkward, drop the fucking word because the word is deciding for you. It perpetuates. Then, you know, look a little further, Paul. Ask yourself, was it awkward? What do you mean? So it seems to me it was humorous, and you go, oh, wow, let's do it again. Oh, wow, we're bumping into each other. Let's do it again. And again, for you, Paul, and for many, you got to get to the core of your fear. And it's a fear in which you're always concerned that something may happen that will forever mess you up. And that's not the way it works. There will be little things along the way, but they will not mess you up. They're milder than what you know. It's not that those things don't happen to us. It's just that we don't even recognize them as something significant enough that it should be a concern. But at the core of my inner game, there is no concern. So you got to reassure yourself. I think the real concern there is that you're concerned by that. Reassure yourself. Now, sometimes it could be you start a hug, it gets a little strange, and if at that moment you stop and you go, oh shit, I wish that had not happened, now you're leading it in the wrong direction. So instead, just go like that. It's irrelevant. And women seek that from the masculine. They want to be reassured. So they gravitate towards the men who will not make those things relevant. Laugh. Be willing. You have many options. Let's cover a few, and then I will pass it to Arash if he's back. Number one, it's okay. We call it humility, a healthy sense of humility, to blush a little bit, to know that part of a human experience is you're not a machine that's always going to do it perfectly. Only kindergartners will hold it against you. As an adult, it happens to everybody. It would take somebody really pretty stuck up to hold it against another human being. So that's a good way to test women. If there's a goof on your part and the woman gets all weird, she's weird. It wasn't you. Okay? So that's one option. You go, oops, I goofed. Oh, wow. That was a strange hug. Oh, wow. What am I doing? Say that and you move on. Second one, you find the humor is in it and you point it out. Third one, you blame her. You go, what kind of a hug is this? Let me show you. Again, gentlemen, I'm psyched. I'm putting all those YouTube clips together, and they're so rich. They're unlike anything you've ever witnessed.
you'll see a sample of a future clip. At the beginning of the clip, there are samples of future clips. And this girl, I'm grabbing her and I'm kissing her, and it is a little bit of an awkward kiss. I blame her. In the end, she's laughing, and I tell her, I'm the kissing son. Take kissing lessons from me. Paul, do one thing, stick with it, come back to it, reassure yourself. All of the things that concern you with women should be a no concern because they're not that significant. What you got to do is go, ah, irrelevant, let's move on. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Okay, I sympathize, you know. We all have times when we get a little concerned, and it's your fight flight that's kicking in, and you just reassure yourself. So it's important, gentlemen, to have a dialogue with yourself in field. A little dialogue where you're almost like supervising yourself in a positive way, like it's your first steps towards coaching, where you go, it's okay, you'll be all right, come on, stick with it, and keep it simple since you're not trained as a coach, okay? Get the help of a professional coach, and when your coach is not around, do a touch of the beginning of coaching, which is reassure yourself. Check in when you think it's all right. But what do most guys do? The opposite. They go, oh man, it was going so well, but then this happened. The core of the challenge here is dramatizing.
The new year is right around the corner. We know you want better and more at all levels. But let's face it, the odds are not in your favor. And let's be honest, unless you remedy with all you got, it would probably be the same old shit, different year. So time to truly change. As seen on CNN, This Is Life with Lisa Ling, The Seduction Game. Also featured on Sky TV with comedian Carl Kuiperson, The Moaning of Life. The most potent, popular, and best-priced seven-day training on the planet. The Initiation. Total Manhood Makeover for total social and personal success. Las Vegas. January 16th to 22nd, 2017. Led by true legend, number one pickup artist on the planet, Vince Hollywood Kelvin, and revolutionary philosopher and best seducer in the world, Arash Zipar Divazar, and the best healers on the planet, such as shaman James Hyman and occult expert Frank White. Imagine 3 days in the depth of Nevada's desert, Alpha Camp, to strengthen your survival skills, tap into your true warrior nature, and arise spiritually to harness powers you didn't even know you had. With board breaking, fire walking, chakra clearing, NLP, hypnosis for total success programming, and the most hardcore step-by-step military-style training to masterfully and flawlessly attract and bed the women you always desired. Then relocation for the following 4 days to the city that never sleeps, where everything goes, Las Vegas, Nevada, for around-the-clock pickup from nightclubs to malls, streets, casinos, including a visit to an adult convention. Expect only the very best results, not only with women, but in all areas of your life. Fuck excuses. It's your life, and the clock is ticking. Accepting applications and registration now by going to www.vegasinitiation.com or call our 24/7 hotline 1-323-309-3219. But hurry, we work with a sliding scale, and rates are subject to increase. So stop sitting on your ass before you're drawn into the abyss of excuses and regrets. Act now. Women and your new life are ready for you. Vegas, baby, Vegas. See you in Sin City for the real success you have been craving your whole life.
I think we're ready for the next question.
Okay, this is Solomon from Denver.
And hey, Solomon.
Hey, what's going on? So, you know, although I'm doing pickup, there are still some girls that will come around or text me. And, you know, these are girls that I've never actually pulled them all the way to sex. But they, you know, text my phone and, you know, they want to talk. And I'm still, you know, being nice. I congratulate them when they hit me up and all that stuff. But I'm starting to get a little tired of it. So I'm wondering, my question is, what is a strong way to say, like, hey, don't hit me up unless you want to fuck and be with me? Because I'm not, I don't want to be friends with you. Like, I under, like, I don't, maybe I'm misinterpreting wrong, but I was wondering if you had some advice on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll pass it to Rashid to answer that prior one.
Yeah, say it exactly the way you said it, and then move on. That's it. Don't hit me up unless you want to fuck. I'm not interested in being friends. Then move on. Then move on. Don't worry about if she says anything to text you, don't even answer her. If she says anything besides, like, oh, damn, okay, I didn't know it was like that. What are you up to? Okay, then come over, baby. Let's not talk anymore. But say it exactly the way you said it is my advice. And what will happen is you'll have a lot more time in your life, and you'll start to surround yourself with women who want to fuck you. Right now, you're surrounded by women who maybe want to fuck you, maybe don't want to fuck you, and you think you live forever, and I know I don't. So you need to fucking make some decisions here. And I would say it just like that, or I wouldn't give a shit. If you give a shit, if you say, look, I'm tired of this shit, I don't want this shit anymore, I want to know if they want to fuck or not, then say that. But if you're somebody listening to this and you're like, well, I would never say that. Well, maybe you don't care then. If you don't care that they're taking your time and texting you, then text them back. I've done that with girls before. It all comes down to this simple thing. It's your life, and you don't have to apologize. You don't have to say sorry for turning to a woman and saying, listen, bitch, if you're going to text me, it's because you want to fuck. Otherwise, don't text me. Okay? Now, if you don't have a problem with that, then don't make it a problem for yourself because I said it. I'm only saying based on what you said, which is, I'm tired of it. I don't want to deal with it. Well, then fucking say it. I'm tired of it. I don't want to deal with it. Say it in your own way. Exactly the way you said it was perfect. Yo, don't hit me up anymore unless you want to fuck. I'm interested in being friends. Okay? I got time for that. Okay? But I say that, and at the same breath, I say this. If you guys don't have a problem with that, and you don't mind texting back and forth for a while, and you have some patience, then you might fuck those girls later. It just depends on you and your life and not saying sorry about your desires. That's my answer.
Wow. Wow. You got it. Solomon and everybody,
yeah.
Listen closely and clearly. I sense that you guys still operate from a model in which you take the steps when it's safe, secured, and guaranteed, and because of that, you don't go through the real life training. So, later on, you pay the price. You can correct it from now on, but you gotta check in also, and how will you get good at pulling girls, at having sex, at kissing them, at number closing, by not only moving forward with it when it's absolutely safe and guaranteed, by being willing to go to trial and error and not consider it a problem. Okay? Because that has been going on for too long. If you reach that place, it's because you didn't do that sooner. So start it way sooner. Be more clear from the get-go. And be more clear with yourself also, because you probably played safe and you postpone and then they start to match you. If not, start it like that. Number two, this is powerful advanced influence. To create massive compliance, raise the bar initially to a point where it's uncomfortable. See, a secret doorway to establishing comfort is to create massive discomfort for a very brief moment and follow it immediately with comfort. If you observe my game, I do that a lot. I go in so strong that it's a shock to their system. Before they can evaluate what's happening and respond, there's a part of their mind that knows I'm uncomfortable. Then I extend an easy way out. So initially you go, you meet the girl and you go, now, let's be clear of one thing here, you know. I mean, I'm not in need of a next friend. I don't do friendship, but I'm a royal fuck. And you smile. Now, when you say that, it's like, what? Yeah? People in general are not daring enough, unless girls are highly under the influence, to right there or a few psychotic girls to go against that. But they're going to dislike it if it lasts long, so then you go, at the same time, you look rather lovely. And perhaps we can start this by simply flirting a little bit. Now, it's clear, and the second one is such a relief from the first one. It's still moving in the same direction. You're not canceling it. The wrong way to do it are those guys who take a daring step forward and then they go, ha, 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 I was just kidding. Okay? So that's really, really powerful influence. So say it sooner, say it from the start, don't be scared, and that's how you really get good. The old story of Babe Ruth, you know? In my video that I just released, there's pictures of 300 makeouts flashing. At one point, it was taking so long that we flashed them so fast. We had to flash them faster. I had more, but the editor said, no, I think we get the point. Now, I could show you 3 times or 4 or 10 times the amount of pictures to where the girl would turn her head, and that's how I got so good. And now they never turn their head anymore. And Saturday night, Frank and I were just hanging out, saying goodbye. We wanted one last cigarette. So I said, let's at least relocate. There's more people over there. We're standing, we're talking. This girl turns around. She goes, you, who are you? She was wearing a little fur. I started to do a dance. I called it Furry Fuzzy. And then I was like, fuzzy, furry, fuzzy, fuck, fuck, fuzzy. And, you know, it was clear. Okay, the guy's doing this. I go, if you're going to come and visit me, we're going to have to do this the proper way. I kiss. And boom, kiss her right there. People will kind of reject what you're not sure about. So you need to learn how to present yourself more sure from the get-go. More certainty. You're going to get there. You're going to arrive. What matters is prepare, 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 prepare. So right now, Solomon, as your coach, I'm telling you this. Line up 5 new girls that you clear with that from the very start. If those 5 cannot take it, 5 more. 5 more. And as you do that, you will become also aware of any part of you that's holding back for that not to be. And that's what you need to let go of. Okay, looking at the time, let me see. 7:34. Both Arash and I will take one more question. And if you guys don't have a question, we'll give you a lucky point. In the meantime, we have just wrapped up this event. It was phenomenal, phenomenal. And we always top it. So, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Most people are going to go blow their money on silly sales on Friday for things that are not going to last. The greatest investment of all is knowledge that stays with you for a lifetime. There's also a whole different aspect of Thanksgiving that people are unaware of. And if you randomly once in a while say, oh, thank you for this, and in a superficial way, it's not going to impact you very much. I just want to give you an example. I know many of you, you're not self-employed yet. You work for other people. I know that there's times when you apply yourself, and despite the fact that you apply yourself, you never get like, hey, thank you for your help or good job. Is that encouraging you? Is that bringing more commitment on your side? Probably not. Don't be that to yourself and to your life. The practice of listening to the voice of the grateful heart is one of the greatest doorways to manifestation, to magic, and miracles. Because if you take the time to pause for a second, everything that's around you is an actual miracle. How do we know? Do this little exercise, gentlemen. Think about anything that's around you that you're wearing and so on. And for a split second, think that one part of it does not exist or it doesn't exist at all. For example, you have in front of you a laptop, but nobody ever thought of a way to charge them. So the moment it runs out of battery power, you can never charge it again. Isn't the fact that you can charge it a miracle then? Somebody needs to wear glasses. They have the frames, but they don't have the glass. You have a liquid, a beverage, water, but nobody ever thought of a container, a cup, or a bottle. You have a bottle, but no one ever thought of a top to close it. And everywhere you go, you got to carry that bottle that's empty. Continue. You have beautiful shoes, but no one ever thought of putting a bottom to them. So underneath you're barefoot. You have an amazing meal in front of you, but you have no plate. Even the simplest little things. Okay? Now, lack attracts like. The rich gets richer. In the end, it's where do you put your focus. So, Raj is a party bazaar. Myself and Frank White have decided to top what we did for Halloween and to honor, not in a new age way, we're going to be like, I'm grateful, but to really get you to the core of how you bring more, and we're going to apply it to your pickup, to your career, to your finances, to your spirituality, to your state of well-being, okay? So, it's simple. We reach a place where what we bring is so helpful, so much value, we're no longer going to do like the thing from the stores that so on. So here it is. It's this Thursday. You get the recording, and you also get to watch live. Three levels of registration, three options. Number one, you get to listen to the lectures, the three of us, and you get the recording of that afterwards. That one, $100. Zero exception. Second one, you get that, so some rituals and meditation, two extra hours, total 5 hours of the three of us. That one, $200. The ultimate ideal treat and real gift to give yourself something for Thanksgiving is the ultimate VIP package, all of the above, plus a session with Arash via Skype, one with Frank via Skype, and one with me via Skype. That one is $500, and registration is now officially open. If you need a link, contact us. If you miss that, the next thing is Las Vegas. There will be more before, but the next main one is the 7 days in Vegas. We're ready for one final question, and I will urge you guys to go subscribe to my YouTube and watch that new clip. It's mind-blowing, and we're working right now on another one because it will come out every single Saturday. Okay, the world will be in awe in watching what's been done for many years, and you'll see me in field and explanations also, and all of that is going to be on YouTube. First one is out. It's helping you and showing you how to kiss a girl under 180 seconds with explanations and plenty bonuses around. So get it, share it, Vince Kelvin channel. So last question, I'll pass it to Arash first and then I'll answer it, and that will wrap up this week's call.
Oscar from Sweden.
From Sweden?
From Sweden, brother.
Excellent.
I would call myself a loser, or not now, but yesterday. I would have called myself a loser. As you can hear, I mean, I can barely fucking talk because I have been used to talking so much in my fucking life. But yesterday, I don't know. Either I had a manic fucking episode, or I found the fucking truth to life. And that's kind of what Arash Divasar said 2 weeks ago, that he couldn't really put into words why he felt so great, or something like that. I'm paraphrasing a lot now, but so I just wondered if you have figured that out yet, or if you would allow me to try to share with everyone here what I wrote down yesterday that helped so much.
Well, how long do you want to take you to share it? If you can say it concisely, let's hear it.
It's about 15 paragraphs. I don't know. Do we have time for that?
Not 15 paragraphs because other people's time. Whether we figure it out, what happened? Listen, I've had so many of those moments, and I had another one in the event. Vince was there.
Okay.
The people that were there know. I went outside to meditate on Saturday night during our break. I sat outside. We were in a mansion in Hollywood Hills, and I did a 20-minute meditation, and I have not been the same. This will continue forever, hopefully, to keep reaching new levels. So you sound like you're doing great. You sound like you're feeling it. I would not fuck with it. I would not try to analyze it. I would just ride the wave while it's here, because I promise you that it's temporary, just like everything else. That you can be certain of. So while it's here, learn everything you can from it, because you're going to have to use it as a measuring point at another point. You're never going to be the same. You're never going to go back to who you were, for sure. But the extension, after a moment of enlightenment, is what it is. So ride it. You earned it. However you earned it, I don't know. That's my advice. But I don't get into it any further than that, because it takes away from the experience. But I'll pass it to Vince.
You know what? I'll add something that's not directly related as a conclusion to the call, because there you have your answer from Arash. So take that, and that's what you need. Two quick notes. One of them is, we often seek, and you hear the answer, you got to grab it. You know, you got to grab the moment. So you got to grab the answers you hear from us, and the answers that are coming. A moment ago, I discouraged the use of the word frustration. Now, there's an exception. I want you to embrace and contemplate a powerful frame. That frame is very different from the frames of the world. The frame is that everything has a point of origin. Everything has a point of origin. There's always a cause. When you look at plants and flowers, their origin is not what we seek. Nobody gives each other roots and cannot be seen. You're looking at a tree, you don't see the root. It's underneath the ground. Okay? So that's telling us that sometimes the point of success cannot be seen, and that it's kind of underneath the ground, meaning sometimes it's a little frustration. Frustration is okay for as long as you recognize it as the fuel for your success. And I want you guys to process that a little bit differently. Because in your quest to be super comfortable all the time, which makes sense, you avoid the first phase of true growth. The first phase of true growth is the awareness that, there's a glitch here. There's something. And most guys, when they notice that, they back away and they wait for a little bit, and then they try to charge forward again, and they notice that again, and they never come above the surface. So for you, I want you to get psyched and excited, because wherever there's a lack of answer, that's the beginning of an answer. Wherever there's a lack, that's the beginning of abundance. Lack is the root of abundance when it's processed properly. So get psyched. Don't be confused. Know that all of you guys, if you're frustrated, if it's a bit awkward, amazing, that's the beginning. But now you got to build from this. To build, you need to save time, and you need references. Otherwise, you try to build in the dark. So let's shine some light. And we're happy to help. There's the weekly programs that are above and beyond. People are raving about Diamond Mind, Seductive Instinct. And we barely begun the Aphrodite Sprints. Those programs, you find them at seductiveinstinct.com. And then, probably too late for those listening to the podcast or last minute, for those listening to the podcast, they hear this announcement, they go, damn it, I didn't know it's past Thanksgiving. Then inquire about the Vegas 7-day training that was featured on CNN. That's coming up right now. Official registration will begin. And for those on the live call, Thursday, again, the three of us for Thanksgiving, very unique event, first time ever and only once. It's because after that, we'll create something else. It's the voice of the grateful heart. So that's all for me tonight. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Arash. This experience this weekend, surreal. And thank you, guys. We'll meet
thank
again
you,
next
brother.
Monday.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
And check
great.
Out the YouTube clip, everybody. Go to Vince Kelvin awesome. Channel right
thank
now.
You,
and we'll take good care of you with that YouTube channel. It's above and beyond.
Take care.
Good night, everyone. Take care.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Divazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starters kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.